Okay, so there's no shortage of Kingston albums to listen to, but, you know, the world of music does exist outside of Kingston.
Really?
It's a broad, broad world out there, and I know that all of us are tapped into sort of different parts of it, so I'm really interested to hear. It's impossible to just say just one, but let's just talk about our favorite albums that came out this year in 2024. Cindy, you've got your notes open. Let's hear it.
Okay, so I'm never one to think that I know a lot about music. Like, I often defer and I love to learn. This is the time of year that I hear so much about music. But I'm going to put my foot down on something. I really think the Polaris got it wrong this year. And I don't say that very often because what do I know? Not a lot. But I do feel that they completely missed that Cindy Lee was the person that should have had that award. I think they're going to see internationally this album, Diamond Jubilee, is going to be at the top 10 of so many lists internationally, and this is a Canadian artist, so I'm going to say that this is the album. And really, it's an album that you had to seek out. It wasn't easy to find. It was difficult to get to, but it was worth every minute of it. So I'm going to tell you now, go to Bandcamp and listen to it. But yeah, I'm going to go start this whole conversation off with that. I think the Polaris got it wrong, and that should have been the album for the Polaris Prize.
You heard it here first.
Yeah, that Cindy Lee album, it was interesting because building up to the Polaris, we were so kind of like, that one had been like a critical magnet, you know, and they made a different decision. And, you know, we're running our own awards show here on Indie Wake Up.
Yeah.
And Cindy's giving it
we
to Cindy
crown
Lee.
Some people.
I mean, it's an album you have to really wrap your head around, but I do feel most people can listen to it and really dig in. Great record.
Yeah. Going off another Canadian artist that I really liked this year. So this is one of many, by the way, on my list, and I hope to talk about all of them, but Caribou with Honey, that one was awesome, so good. And the singles were kind of like teased out over the course of the year, but just so good, because dance music is really seeing like a big boom this year, like just in like the just everywhere, like not just in the specific scene. You've seen it with like Brat and everything, but like Caribou, it's not anything new. It's not a surprise that this album was good dance music, but I was so happy to hear it. Like, it was all just so good. It reminds me why I love electronic music so much. And yeah, it was pretty constant for me this year, and I was really glad to see the album come out in full.
I like that the record had different paces, though. Yeah. It wasn't all like 140 beats per minute. Like, there was some groove songs in there, like, you know, more of a driving beat, and then others that are just like, let's go. But yeah, great record as well. I knew you were going to say that.
Oh my gosh. You know me too well, Cindy. Hayden, when it's just Cindy and I and Indie Wake Up, sometimes really things go a little crazy when it comes to boogieing dance.
You'll always be my honey.
Well, both of you have mentioned Canadian artists so far, so I'll keep the trend going. I mentioned him earlier with the live show, but Wyatt C. Lewis's album Chandler this year was just a constant repeat since it came out during the summer. It's really like such a... It's easy to mistake sort of gentle and slow music like this for sad, but I think that this album is actually really like celebrating like family and connection, and it was just really like heartwarming, and I think I'm going to be going back to these songs like for a long, long time. And I had the fortune of meeting him at his show, and that's always like so fun when I get to like get the album directly from them and say how much that it meant. So
now, did you know that before you went in that you loved the record, or was it the live performance? Okay.
No,
okay.
I had been like, I didn't really know that they were going to be playing in Kingston until sort of closer to the show. I saw Wyatt C. Lewis at the Broom Factory. I'm there.
Way high on, up in the mountains we made, postcard of America. Came a long way. Where I grew up doesn't change. Late at night, we drove for miles thinking, when can we touch the coast and cross the border? Run into the sun now, we go together. The sand when you grab my hand, show you the way back to the place where we left a piece of our heart. I know that we'll be there again. Headed to a guitar shop there, tried a couple of their best kind, but it was a damn cliche. Didn't have the money anyway. But I'm not attached. Today's like that. Where we dance a night away. I know that we'll be there again. Again. All dressed up for tonight. Once again. Nothing's gonna break a moonlight. And against all odds, I have no doubt inside. My chest, more to explore. Come back another day, maybe perform a song for my lady. I love you so, and we'll see this through in any given light. Place where we're meant to be now. Yeah, you know the way back to the place where we danced the night away. knowing it'll never end.
That's awesome. It's so great when stuff like that happens. But to like cast our net a little bit wider, there were some big international albums this year. And okay, I'm going to go chronologically in the year, because this is an album I forgot even came out this year, because I listened to it so much and it's so like well ingrained like in my music listening habits that I thought it must have come out last year, but it's not. It's Little Sims and it's Drop 7. And I really, really like this album. It's quite different to like some of her previous stuff, as like Hayden and I are talking about. Like it really like leans into like baile funk. Like it's like really like mixes a lot of different genres, and it's like intense and it's like loud and like unapologetic, and I really, really liked that. But that's really good from Little Sim. She's one of my favorites. And then Cartoon Darkness, Emil and the Sniffers. Okay, if anyone has talked to me about music in the last 2 months, like, you know that I can't stop talking about that album. So good, so refreshing. And okay, I actually did play some of their music on Between Friends not too long ago, and it took me like the better part of an hour trying to find an Emil and the Sniffers song that wasn't riddled with swear words. But like, I love that about them. And like Amy Taylor, like the front woman of that band, is just so like such an enigma, and you like really can't take your eyes off of her and her voice. And she just seems like a really like nice person, like very genuine in all the interviews I've seen. And then recently, literally the last week, 2 weeks, the new Father John Misty record, Mahashma Shana, is so good. Like, I just like haven't stopped listening to it since. And I was saying to Hayden that like the first track on the album, the same name as the record, I was like, okay, listening to it the first time, it felt like my chest was concave, like someone had gotten like a big spoon and just like dug out my insides. I was like, what? This 9 minute long like epic song to start the album, I was like, what? Like, it was just like the whole record is so good, and I wasn't expecting something to come so late in the year that would rank so highly on my list.
I didn't expect Father John Misty at all on my on my card for the year. And yeah, I came in to Indie Wake Up Call the week it was released and saying, did you hear it? And you were like, I did hear it. Yeah, I love She Cleans Up. That's such a great song. And yeah, I did not expect Father John Misty to really hit us the way he did, but that record has got legs. So good.
I would give all for the days memories were made. I'm a little bit ashamed. I won there for you. Now my pillow calls your name from the middle of the night through the day. I would give all. Don't wait around for me, my baby.
early in this year, around January, I felt something kind of bubbling, and I remember coming into the Indie Wake Up studio and saying to Rue and Cindy, have you guys been hearing about somebody called McGee a bunch lately? And what a year this guy has had. I mean, like, this album, Two Star in the Dream Police, I had Sophia from Between Friends come on Alphabet Soup to talk about it, to try and break it down. Just such an exciting, cool sound. Like, so him. I think that's really the best way to sum up the year that he's had, is that McGee has created a sound that is entirely his own. And there's going to be replicators, but, like, this is the McGee wave that he's creating. And it's so cool.
And, like, when I first heard the Prince comparisons, I was like, psh, no. But then, actually, those comparisons have some weight. Like, I don't know.
Sting. Like, yeah, Sting. Fluid. It's fluid. And what I love is, we had a guest on this morning, one of the members of the Glorious Sons, and we asked him one of his favorite artists of the year. He said McGee. Yeah. McGee is going to really surprise a lot of people, because they're going to see him on these year-end lists and discover him and say, like, where can I see this person?
It's been 100 different ways to try and nail down exactly what it is about McGee, or what it is about this sound that's so, like, captivating and addicting. But honestly, it's just that it's just so him, and it's just it's singular, and there's not been another album this year that sounds super, super like it.
And there's one that I know Rue's going to talk about, but that we haven't mentioned yet. That's Fontaine's DC.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I talk about them every show all the time for years. And what what another level for them. I mean, they keep bringing a next level album, and it was fantastic. I have my tickets for their final show in New York City on the tour. Am I going? I don't know. Yes. I bought the tickets. I don't know what's happening, but I hope they're okay because this is quite the tour.
Yeah.
But I'm going to be watching the Grammys, screaming at the television, like all of it, because this is next level. And every, like, what a record. And so, again, emotional again, but it's beyond their small Irish story. It goes well beyond that. And it talks to the experiences they've had of being an international phenomenon, despite singing about things that people necessarily don't know anything about. But yeah, love them so much. And I'm so excited to see the accolades coming their way. They better get them.
Yeah, I really hope so. Yeah, Romance is such a good album. And but then all of their music is so good. Like, I think I played Boys in the Bedland just today on the show.
But Modern World, like, what a ballad. I don't know if it's a ballad, but it just tugs at you. It's so good. And I'm glad Rue got to go back-to-back nights, Toronto and Montreal. She got to see them both nights and just did it for us. Did you know I can claim the dreamer from the dream? Make it feel everything you've never even seen. Yeah, it's been a long, 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 long.
city that you like. And wait for the day to go dreaming right by. Oh, 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 oh. Seems so hard not to be free when you walk right beside me.
Surprise of no one who's known me for any amount of time, I was so pleased that Jack White actually put out an album in his solo career that I can 100% get behind. I love the White Stripes so much. You know that about me. And he's put out solo albums that I've, you know, I bought them and there were some nuggets in there and the whole thing. He releases this record by, and we can talk about how there were unconventional record releases. People did it in a different way this year. He goes to his record store in Nashville, Third Man Records, and just starts handing out blank copies to people. And that was the album release. And then he gets in his car with the band and just tells people the next day where they're playing. whatever, that's him, he's weird. But the music was true to form. Back to that White Stripes that we love, the garage and the snarling, and I have tickets for that show too for 2025, and I'm so excited for that. But yeah, loved the whole way he put the album out there, but then the content itself, for anyone who's ever liked the White Stripes, he's back.
Of hip-hop, I think I have to shout out Mike. That's M-I-K-E, all caps. I saw him early this year, and he seems to be kind of spearheading or shepherding in like this kind of new, cool sound of hip-hop that I'm personally really excited about. And that's one of those artists, and the artists that are along with him, people like Nyante and stuff like that, that like just I'm excited to follow for a long time in the future.
So many conversations. There's so many conversations. There's so many conversations.
I don't need a decide, so nah, we don't fight fear. Cautious in the blink of an eye, be a nightmare. Promises, no peace that resides so inside this tight air. Called it when I spoke of demise and wrote the right air. I pray you keep in your stride so and got your mind clear. Trust me, it ain't easy to die, be alive here. Is what you bring to the pot, so or what you pioneer. Shawty, is we linking or not? ain't buying my Lupita facade. She keep the wild flair, calling the Alfina a dot, to keep a smile near. And when the meaning of the prize, we give a life. It ain't always gonna be meat on the prize, but it's the ride there. Taught me with the dream of a life without the trial. Yeah, it's crawling if it mean I can fly. I put my all in, I bleed for the God. Since my child years, I don't need it aside.
So many conversations.
You don't need a child.
There's so many conversations.
I'm not your enemy.
There's so many conversations. There's so many conversations. There's so many conversations.
Hip-hop, like Schoolboy's on a lot of lists.
Kneecap.
We'll save that one for Rue.
Oh yeah, my god,
save that one for
Rue. Kendrick, Drake, all of those things. Dochi.
Yeah. This is another one where this isn't her first album, and she's been around for a little bit, but to see an artist come out like this, showing such like creativity and variety and weirdness and wildness, and be like just embraced immediately. Like, this is the next superstar in the making, and that album is like just going to be a classic, I think, for a while. And up for the Grammy. I mean, who could have guessed?
Blue slides, I've been sliding through your hoes. Yeah, presidential rollies, I took big risks. We split the profit with the people, we be all lit. Top 10, 9-10, we all in. Yeah. Yeah. Better climb out of that hole before you fuck up your blessings. Before you realize that it's over with and start to get desperate. Keep your mind, body on pressure, give your time when it's needed. Know a man gon' be a man if he don't work, he ain't needin'. How he made it up by the figures like he must a new magic. Lost a homeboy to the drugs, man, I ain't trying to go backwards. When I realize that it's I heard and think, was it worth it? Man, I gotta shake this, wake up, move with a purpose. Been in prison in my own house, I don't know if they notice. I done broke down so many times, next time I'm gonna catch me. I done helped out so many people, they took me for granted. I done lost out so much, trying to live to your standards. I done made problems my problems, now I barely can breathe. The little boy father about nothing, so I roll up my sleeve. I was always good at everything, especially my dreams. But lately I ain't really been myself, ain't strong as I seemed. I've been hustling day in, day out, belong to the streets. But sometimes you gotta be a deadbeat when the kids gotta eat. But she
sweeter than
God. It's like, blue slides, I've been sliding through your hoe. Presidential rollies, I took big risks. We split the profit with the people, we be all lit. Top 10, 9-10, we all in. Blue slides, I been sliding through your hole. Yeah. Yeah. Kicking all that gangsta, didn't check then. Heavy in these streets to me, it weighed in. Got me a little money, now we best friends. If Kamala free the homies, we be all lit. Really tried to strike me out, the reason why I don't miss. You hate me then, but love me now. Say a piece, I hold it down. It's shady on these holy grounds. The devil on the TV, gotta act like it ain't creepy. You see what I see? You it's really cancel. I ain't with it now. We were screaming mental health, and now we wanna kill them all. Lord, please forgive me for the day I finally fall apart. Come to you with open arms, heard you good at healing hearts. Some things you can't explain, dealing with that early pain. They don't want you up, our own people vote us. I don't see what I respect, your hoe is all regrets. Better day, I started fresh. Blue slides, I'm on their neck. Blue slides, I been sliding through their hoes. Presidential rollies, I took big risks. We split the profit with the people, we be all in. Top 10, not 10, but we all in. Come on. Yeah. Blue slides, I been sliding through their hoes.
Sweeter than the ocean. Hey, I thought it was all over.
What's up, Dolce?
Hey, girl.
You know, it's been a little minute since you and I have had a chat.
Has it really?
Probably since, like, your last EP, All the Places You'll Go.
Oh, wow. It's
yeah.
Been a minute, yeah.
I've been getting some calls.
Oh.
People are a little bit worried about you.
Not worried.
And I know that I was kind of that outlet for you, so.
You were.
Why don't you just tell me what's been going on?
Okay. Remember old dude from 2019, nice, clean, did me dirtier than laundry. Took a scroll through his IG just to get a DM from his wifey. I was so confused, what should Dolce do? She didn't know about me and I didn't know about Sue. I opened up the messages and had to hit the Zoom. Turns out the girl was really a dude. Think he slicked back till I slipped back. Got my lick back, turned it to a knick-knack. I moved on, dropped a couple of songs, and then I went and got signed. Now it's 2021.
Okay, I just feel like this is the perfect opportunity for us to just take a second and kind of unpack what's happened to you. You know, this guy cheated on you and...
Nah. Okay. Platinum record this, Bible record that. I'm making so much money, I'm all over the net. I'm moving so fast, no time to process. And no, I'm not in a gang, but I'm always on set. Wristwatch, drip drop, label want the TikToks. Now I'm making TikTok music, what the? I need a cleanse, need a detox, but we ain't got time to stop. The charts need us. Fast forward me, 2023. I'm stacking lots of cheese and making money. My grass is really green and honestly, I can't even cap no more. This is a really dark time for me. I'm going through a lot.
By a lot, you mean drugs?
I wouldn't.
Drugs?
No, it's a...
No?
It's a natural plan.
No, I'm not judging.
I'm not an addict.
I'm just saying.
I don't...
You wanna talk about it?
I like pills, I like drugs, I like getting money, I like strippers, I like to fuck, I like day drinking and day parties in Hollywood, I like doing Hollywood, snorted Pollywood. What can I say? The works, it feels good, and my self-worth's at an all-time low. And just when it couldn't get worse, my ex crashed my place and destroyed all I owned. Oopsie, made a oopsie, $100,000 oops made me loopy. I ain't a killer, but don't push me. Don't wanna have to turn a dick of guts into soupy.
Whoa. Okay, Dolce. We don't wanna revert back into our old ways. So we're gonna try a breathing exercise, okay?
All right,
when I breathe, okay. You breathe. Alright? Let's go.
Cold weather getting you down? Warm up this season with amazing hot food to go at Old Farm Fine Foods. Pizza, frittata, sausage rolls, sandwiches, soups, and more are ready and waiting to get in your belly. Plus, you can also buy fresh and frozen foods to prepare at home and enjoy a huge selection of meats, cheeses, produce, coffee, beverages, and condiments. Pop into the shop Monday through Saturday between 8 and 5 at 204 Berry Street in downtown Kingston. And don't forget to follow Old Farm Fine Foods on Instagram at Old Farm FF to get the scoop on the latest goodies. Old Farm Fine Foods, comfort food you can count on.
You are listening to CFRC Radio from Queen's University in Kingston, Ontario, 101.9 FM and CFRC.ca.
Coming up now on this week's Release Radar, in partnership with the Kingston Music Office, we're pleased to present Ashtray Whispers, the second release from Kingston-based singer-songwriter Jessica Wallowicz, who will soon join CFRC's airwaves through our Airwave YGK Musicians in Residence program. Recorded at Port William Sound, Wallowicz's new single explores a longing for closure and the miscommunication that led to it. With emotive lyrics and compelling production, Ashtray Whispers became available on all streaming platforms on November 21st. Want to be highlighted next time? Complete the Release Radar submission form on the Kingston Music Office website or via visitkingston.music on Instagram. In the meantime, stream Ashtray Whispers on your favorite platforms and enjoy it here with us now on CFRC 101.9 FM, supporting local artists since 1922.
Eulogize me in a song I'll never hear.